It's the Mind Team Solutions Podcast. Leverage your leadership with better communication and stronger relationships. Today, it's the first part of our conversation with Asigat Habtold, the host of the TV show Pick Yourself Up. In this episode, Sylvia discusses the power of masterminds and why they are so important. Click the link in the show description for even more content related to this episode, including detailed show notes and more about Asigat.
Welcome to Pick Yourself Up. I'm Asigat Habtold, your host. Today, I have a special guest, Sylvia Henderson. I want to let her speak about who she is and what makes her passionate about. But I want to mention one thing before she shares with you who she is and what she does and so on. One thing I want to mention is she used to be the president, the first African-American woman president of the National Speakers Association, DC chapter. Sylvia, would you tell us a little bit more about yourself to start with our conversation?
Thanks for having me on your show. So I thought about that question. And, you know, so many times people say what they do when they answer the question of who you are. So while this may sound a little ego, I thought, let me say who I think I am. I think I'm a loving person. I think I'm faithful, sometimes to a fault. I value helping other people, and that'll come out even more and more when we talk. I believe in self-care. I like laughing. I honor close relationships and usually a positive mindset. So that's who I think I am. Now, you know, what I do, I'm a business owner, a speaker. I train professionally. I'm an author, a TV host, and a volunteer. So that's what I do.
You mentioned about a TV host. Today you switched your role. How are you feeling about it?
Now, see, I wasn't sure you were going to reveal that. I was going to act like a guest who had nothing to do with your TV station. So I'm feeling fine. Yeah, a little bit nervous being on the other side of the camera and the other side of the mic, but I can let go. So you're in charge.
Of course, I'll be very nice. Who knows? Next time, I may be the one switching and you're going to be in my place. So I'll behave. Make sure I make you comfortable. Let's start with your value, the most important value that you have. If you have to decide one of your values as your top value, what that would be?
My top value, I think, would be honoring people. Now, that's broad. But that comes into play with everything I do, comes into play personally. I honor my friends and I value my friends. I honor my life partner. And tending to people sometimes overrides my tending to business. Self-care. I mean, I'm a people too. So, you know, I value self-care. I value bringing people together. When I think about my number one value, it's probably people in many, many different respects.
From where did it come from? Did you learn that when you were a kid? Somebody imparted that on you? How have you become a people person where you put people first?
Whoa, that's an interesting thought because I'm an only offspring. So I grew up an only child. So I could pick my people, actually. So that was great. You know, if I didn't want to be around people, I was an only child. If I did, I could go outside and play in the streets of Philadelphia, where I was born and raised, and find friends. But my parents were social. I saw how vibrant they were around people. I saw how much they enjoyed parties and friends. And it was always loud. For a family of three, it was always vibrant in the house. So I probably picked that up from them and then learned the people skills from an infant.
You're natural about that. I can't testify because I meet you at NSA. I meet you in different places and you're always happy, passionate. You're helping me in many ways. So that's true. And you are committed to your values. I am interested to also you to talk about the shift you made. I remember interviewing you some years back in another show. And we talked about ideation. I actually called you the queen of ideation. Recently, I have seen that you're passionate about masterminding. Is there any connection between the two? And what triggered you to make that shift?
Well, there's a huge connection between the two. Number one, because people and ideas come together in many different ways. And I've chosen to make my business that bringing them together in mastermind groups. We'll define that later too for viewers, I'm sure. But what caused the shift was it was financial. Yeah, I was an individual coach, and it was just me. It was a challenge getting the next client and getting business. And the business would be short term, 6 month coaching, maybe a year coaching. Well, I realized I wasn't going to retire and fund my next chapter in life that way. Plus, I come from the corporate world and I'm really, really comfortable in the corporate world. So I shifted to not go work for a company, but now my business co-founded a business with another person. So that helps having, you know, more than one person. And then also, how can people in companies come together, share their ideas and make companies more innovative and build culture and create engagement? That's become my passion. Probably it comes through in how I talk about it. And so that was the shift. And, you know, working with companies, it's bigger dollars, longer term.
I'm assuming that you have been already benefited from masterminding. That's why you are trying to help other people while you're also using it as a business model. Would you tell us a little bit about the benefits of masterminding? Because some of my audience may be interested to know what are the benefits of masterminding?
So masterminding, the verb, as you've been saying, is the coming together of people. So the most productive way is in small groups. Now, we hear the term, if you've ever been in coaching or a lot of business development networks, talk about masterminding as a verb, and it sometimes involves tens and hundreds of people. For me, that is not the real effective long-term mastermind. Mastermind is a mastermind group. The noun is when a small number of people, 8-10 people, come together. And like Napoleon Hill, author of Think and Grow Rich, said that when two or more minds come together with a similar purpose, meaning success, meaning growing each other, helping each other, they create a power that's like having a third mind. That's the power of the third mind. That is, for me, the masterminds. When you and I talk and you have a concern, an issue, an idea, and I hear it, and maybe another person hears it, we can see things and hear things you don't hear and see. So we can give you a different perspective. That, to me, is the key to so much success. Whether your viewers are working in a company, whether they're leaders in a company, whether they're running their own businesses, success doesn't happen alone. And that's the power of masterminds.
Just to make sure that some people don't discount masterminding, you and I, we are speakers, coaches, consultants. We value masterminds, groups of small people to learn from one another, get access to people, influencers, learn from one another. But I believe that professionals, small business owners, a lot of minorities, underdogs, they could be able to benefit from masterminding. How would you convince them that it's also important to people who are not speakers, coaches, and consultants?
Well, that's why I kind of said that if you work for a company or if you're running your own business, getting together with other business owners is huge. Sometimes we worry about competition. Yes, we need to be aware of our competitors and of competition. Yet we also need to, I believe, mix and reach out to other business owners, other entrepreneurs, because only another entrepreneur understands what you're going through. Only another business owner understands business ownership and the sacrifices you have to make. And, you know, if you're running a flower shop and another business owner is running a messenger service, if you're running the business, you still have to handle finances and you have to figure out what systems to use. You still have to figure out how to do social media. You still have to figure out maybe how to find an intern or an assistant. So all of those business concepts cross businesses. You know, maybe the flower shop knows something that the delivery service never even thought of. That's the value of if you're an entrepreneur or even, you know, like I said, an employee, somebody in another department may know something you don't know. And if you can come together and realize that in communicating and collaborating, you're not fighting each other, you're not competing, you're helping each other. There's so much contention today. I hope your viewers grasp that it's the outreach and connection that will really propel them forward.
Masterminding may be relevant throughout the ages, but why it is very important now? Do you have any justifications why it's even more important now?
We have been through over a year of pandemic, and it doesn't matter when your viewers are watching this. It's just everybody will have been through the pandemic at some time. We have been isolated socially, and it, you know, they keep saying social isolation, and that has been the wrong statement the entire time of the COVID-19 pandemic anyway. We don't need to be socially isolated, just physically for the health and safety. Well, in social isolation, there are physiological effects that have happened to our bodies, to our minds from being isolated, that we as humans, in fact, I looked up some stats and I don't know where they are right now in a couple of notes, but we as humans need, I mean, it is a basic need to connect. There's all kinds of scientific reasons. Your viewers can Google or, you know, search or Siri, you know, the statistics. We humans have a physiological need to connect. And now more than ever, that's why we need masterminding or masterminds. And we can do it virtually. I've been doing it virtually for a long, long time. But there's still that connection. I'm looking at you. My body is gaining those endorphins just from connection. And that keeps us healthy.
For a mastermind to be successful, what should be included or incorporated in that mastermind? What makes it very successful?
So I'm going to address mastermind groups the way we create them and run them, as opposed to, like I said, the broader masterminding. So you can mastermind the verb, you know, anywhere. You can grab two people and sit down in the park and have an informal lunch and mastermind. It's kind of ideation, really, sharing ideas. The mastermind groups, though, should be, in my opinion, and what we do is long-term, small groups. So it's the same people who get comfortable with each other over time. They trust each other. And that's huge in terms of mastermind groups, is building that trust. And that's what we're doing inside companies too. How many times do employees not trust each other? So it's valuable in a company. But some key characteristics of effective mastermind groups: facilitated. So somebody needs to know how to manage time, run the agenda, run the group. So facilitate it. Have an agenda so that you know how you're spending your time. Typically, masterminds are 60 minutes or 90 minutes. And that needs to be a structured 60 minutes or 90 minutes so that everyone has a chance to share and everyone has a chance to feed into those who are having issues. Facilitate it, structured. Short-term and regular. Regular meaning the third Wednesday of a month from 9 to 10. And it goes on the calendar and people need to be committed to that time over time. You know, there's plenty of other ways to join together and mastermind, but those are the key characteristics that I've found differ for an effective mastermind.
Let's take a very quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some practical strategies and tips on how people could be able to benefit from mastermind groups. Don't go away. We'll be back soon. Stay tuned.
That was the first part of our conversation with Asagat Habtold. You can learn more about him by clicking the link in the episode description with the top lessons from today's episode. And you can continue the conversation with us by visiting our website, mindteamsolutions.com. We'll see you next time.